This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, thanks for making us part of your day. Lucius is out. His house flooded. Eric Chiafalo is out on a birthday, and Chief's going to be with Sean tomorrow morning. Matter of fact, he's going to pull the morning drive shift tomorrow as RJ Choppy has fallen ill. We got the top 10 questions the Cowboys must resolve in their final stretch of the regular season. This is courtesy Calvin Watkins in the Dallas Morning News. Joseph Hoyt Morning News going to join us coming up at 6 o'clock. Mavs fans, Bobby Corella is going to join us coming up at 4:20, 80 minutes away from Bobby Corella, one of our favorite Mavs insiders talking hoop, as they're enjoying the third of like 4 days off in a row. Don't play till Friday. They get the Nets on Friday. Okay, question number one, is Tyler Guyton the starting left tackle? Going into camp, it wasn't clear. Then it looked like he tore his ACL. Then he was back after 3 or 4 weeks of rehab, and he's been pretty dang good. The last two games before the injury, I think it was one pressure combined over the last two games for Tyler Guyton. And since he has stepped aside and Nate Thomas has come in, it has been an absolute pressure disaster. You know, Dak's pretty good if it's coming off the right side there with Terrence Steele, because that's more clearly in his field of vision. And if left tackle is not performing ideal, he can mitigate that as well. But both failing, it seems to be a kryptonite for this Cowboys offense in big moments. So, you know, I think you got to bet that Guyton is going to continue to improve and that he should be your left tackle of the future. And years three and year four will have a lot to say with that. But for now, you're already looking at replacing one tackle. So let's bet on Guyton moving forward.
Yeah, I you know, Guyton has played more snaps. And correct me if I'm wrong there, Wolchuk. He's played more snaps now at left tackle than he did at right tackle.
He has.
At Oklahoma.
Yep.
So, you know, for all the people that want to say, I'll move him over to the right side and let him handle that, oh, he's better over there, he's shown that he could play at a high level as a left tackle. Keep him playing over there. Let him keep working over there, and then kind of figure out what's going on at the right side. And, you know, whether it's move on from Steele, play Thomas over there, draft somebody, whatever you have to do. But I think that I would just continue to let Guyton develop over there on that left side.
Yeah, I think what you said there about Thomas is more interesting than the Guyton dilemma, because Guyton should be locked in at left tackle until he fails, and I don't think he's going to. I think he'll be somewhere between average to pretty good out there, and you'll take that. But at right tackle, could Nate Thomas play well enough to make you think going into the draft and free agency these should be our guys next year?
See, that's what happened with Nate Thomas, and with, you know, when he played right tackle against Arizona, that was a problem. That's where, you know, Arizona had not given up, they had not had a lot of pressures and all that, and all of a sudden, he was in a really, really bad spot. Looked really good at left tackle against Kansas City.
He sure
did. You were like encouraged by that. That was, you know, having to go against Karloftis and guys like that, and he was okay. Didn't give up a pressure, as we talked about. But yeah, there's the thought about, would you work him over at right tackle? I mean, right now, I would sure consider it. There's been some, like, he's kind of gone a little bit back and forth and with some reps, but he looks more comfortable, I think, over there at on the left tackle, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but if you could lock him in at right tackle, and maybe you want to move Guyton to right tackle and play Nate Thomas at left tackle, depending on how the rest of the season goes. But if you could get into the draft and not need to take a tackle and not need to buy one in free agency, that would be huge.
I don't think they're going to take a tackle, to be honest with you.
I don't think that in a perfect world they'd like to. I do, and Nicky
even just a
threw
guess.
That out today to with Sean and RJ that, like, hey, he would still have tackle. I think they're really going to be focusing on the defensive side of the ball. In a perfect world, I think they're taking two defensive players in the first round. But I do think, like, if you watch Fano at Utah at right tackle, to me that's a plug-and-play guy. That's an immediate upgrade.
Yeah.
So depending on how the board falls your way, if he's the guy, I mean, I don't know if he's necessarily their sixth best player and they're picking at 15 and he's the highest-rated guy on their board, I don't know how necessarily
he's
you pass
first,
up on that.
He's
dude.
The first tackle off the board, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Dane's highest rated guy right
Even
now.
Even as a right guy. Like, what makes me wonder is, do teams just say, like, well, I want a left tackle, so then maybe the Miami kid shoots up there.
Yeah.
But I think he's clearly the best tackle in the class, and he's one of the better right tackles that I've studied in the last few years. He's just a super clean player.
He played left tackle as a freshman, was pretty good there. He actually, I don't know how they got him eligible, maybe the rules are different, but he actually lined up at left tackle as a freshman, kicked out for a screen, caught the ball, and ran it in from the 10, and looked like an athletic tight end doing it.
I mean, he glides. Like, his footwork is so smooth. But just to clarify, Guyton, 14 starts at right tackle in college at OU. He's got 21 starts now at left tackle.
Well, it's a huge home run. I was definitely apprehensive about betting on him, but at this point, he's done enough to feel good about that. And that would be amazing if the offense could still be top five with that kind of tackle play. It would be intriguing, though, to wonder what happens if we can eliminate the pressure off the edges. And that's why I would still consider right tackle in the draft. Question. But, go ahead.
Real quick, Zach, have you or either one of you, I know you both look at film. Have you, anybody looked at Proctor yet from Alabama?
No. I have watched Alabama games specifically for him this year.
Yeah.
I've been a little disappointed. And just watching him just on the TV copy.
Okay.
Because coming into the year, he was supposed to be that top tackle.
Yeah. I wondered if you put Proctor and Booker next to each other, what that kind of a combination.
I mean, that could be fun just because they've played together.
Right.
I mean, and Proctor is much more of that mauler type
he
of game than
massive.
What Fano is.
Yeah.
Yeah, big boy. Also has the athleticism where they've thrown him out on passing routes there at Alabama. But I have not done the tape study. I've just specifically watched Alabama games this year to watch him. And I've been a little underwhelmed at times.
Yeah, and Utah has another guy, Lomo.
Yeah, their left guy.
Their left tackle guy, too.
He's also good. I just don't think he's as good as Fano.
No, I don't think so either.
Question two, what is Sam Williams' future?
I am out on Sam Williams returning to the Cowboys. Now, Blogging the Boys did have an article this week, which I did think was interesting. Do you treat him like Dorrance Armstrong? Where, you know, Dorrance was a guy, ended his rookie career, contract, they signed him to a two-year deal that was not overly expensive, and he did perform well, then got a big payday with Washington. So what's the market like for a player like Sam Williams? I think that would be the question. If you can bring Sam back and it's something where you're paying him $2 to $4 million a year, then okay. But to me, you've had 4 years of Sam Williams. It stunk that he lost all last year due to the injury, but he's a player that will line up offsides. He'll get some silly penalties where it's roughing the passer, and he's just hot and cold. He lacks consistency. And at this point in his career, where he's a flash player, I just think you can do better than him at a consistent basis. So I wouldn't be, he's not a high guy on my priority list to bring back. I'd much rather get Clowney back on a one-year deal.
I like him. I think the players like him. And in the right role for the right percentage of your salary cap, he's a really good player to have on your team. But I wouldn't want them bringing him back at significant money to, like, be a starter.
Yeah.
That would be a disappointment. I think they need to go out and sign Trey Hendrickson is what they need to do.
I'm with you on that.
Okay, question three, can Revel get more playing time? I'd say absolutely. I mean, even at 100% healthy when Diggs is back, I want Revel out there getting – you know, maybe half the game worth of reps. But I don't think there's any reason to believe that Diggs coming back or Bland is going to be any kind of a progress stop on Revel. And I do think that less of a permanent role might be good for him right now.
Yeah, I was looking at it real quick. I was looking up Sam Williams, the over the cap valuations is what they have. He's at $4.2 million as a player.
I'd take that.
Yeah, yeah. like 2 to 4 million anywhere. Yeah. I mean, I think that I'm you need bodies there, and he is a guy that at times can be a really good pass rusher. But when he's thrust into a position where he's got to be a starter for you, I think you start to see the weaknesses in his game.
Question three, is Ryan Flannoy the number three wideout?
Oh, that's been a yes since training camp. I've been trying to tell everybody this, but nobody wanted to listen at the time. Ryan Flannoy's that guy.
We're listening now, Wolchuk.
He's got the talent. He's got the build. And most importantly, that guy has the character that Brian Schottenheimer wants. If you listen to Ryan Flannoy talk, he is somebody that wants to be great. He does not shy away from, I want to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. Will he ever achieve that? Probably not. But he is a guy that has made the most of all of his opportunities. I think he's a solid blocker. And I think you were able to see him step up in a big moment when it came to the Jets game when CeeDee wasn't able to play. On Thursday night when CeeDee gets knocked out, Pickens is drawing a lot of coverage. What's Ryan Flannoy do? He goes ahead and benefits off that and makes the plays. To me, Ryan Flannoy has been that guy. They should have moved on from Tolbert, gotten whatever they could from him before the season started. Forward thinking. Think ahead. You had a guy that had all the traits and the talent that you took in the sixth round from a small school guy. Believe in that kid. They didn't until now. They got into the season and they're seeing, I don't know, maybe there's other people in that building that saw what I saw, but I am a Ryan Flannoy fan. I think if you keep Pickens, you've got three dogs at wide receiver, man.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is, can he be a good wide receiver too when one of your guys is out? And I mean, so far from what he's shown, I wouldn't bet against it. You know,
has the injury report come out yet? Because I'm interested to see what Lamb did today. I can't get anybody to tell me anything about a concussed player.
It looked like he was out there practicing. The only player that was not out there was Malik Hooker, and that might have been a veteran day off. Okay. But I don't think the actual full, like, was it limited? Was it full? We don't know that yet.
Okay, because like I was saying, if it was a situation, you might find out real quick if he's a good number two or not.
He was bouncing around, and
it's true.
If Lamb doesn't get out of the protocol this week.
Yeah, and I have no problem with it. Like, I don't think the offense missed that much of a beat. And I think it's a testament to the scheme. It's a testament to Dak Prescott and Flannoy that their offense, you know, stayed humming along even after CeeDee Lamb, who had six catches for 120 yards, had to come off the field with a concussion. Okay, speaking of wide receivers, can George Pickens improve his off-the-field antics? I don't know if it's off the field antics. I think the only thing wrong with him is during the plays. You know, are you given 100% effort?
Well, they're hinting the fact that he misses meetings and is spending the night out before a game. That's what they're hinting at, right?
How much of that is unusual, Brian? Players being late to meetings, like that type of stuff.
One of our dear friends, Dez Bryant, was a captain of it. You know what I would do if I was the receivers coach for the Cowboys? I wouldn't start the meeting until George showed up. Then he's not late for the meeting. But that's kind of when, you know, that's what you're dealing with right now with some of these players. You're dealing with guys, especially the ones that play at such a high level. There's guys that are absolutely locked in, take it serious and all that. I'm not saying George doesn't take it serious, but he has a hard time being there on time.
I mean, as an on-time guy, like my dad always had anxiety about being on time, it transferred to me. I don't get it. I really don't get it. But I think some people are just such free spirits, or, you know, they don't mind when people are late. It's kind of like island mentality, you know, where you get over there to Hawaii and you meet some locals and they're like, yeah, we'll be here at this time. They aren't there for like 90 minutes and you're like, what the hell is going on? They're like, what are you talking about? Everything's fine. We're just chilling. We're just cruising.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's having a good time. So why make a big deal out of it? And my best friend growing up was like that, Cameron. I was like, dude, we've been waiting for you for 45 minutes in this parking lot. Doesn't that bother you that we're just like, you just took 45 minutes of everybody's time?
And because, you know, people are waiting on you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what bothers me. I hate the thought of like, I'm going to be late and now people are waiting and now I'm inconveniencing other people. Some people just don't have that. They're just like, I'll get there when I get there and the party don't start till I walk in. And maybe George is one of those guys. I don't know why I have become very angry now when people are negatively just
wasting your time.
No.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This George Pickens thing, I feel like George has got a negative connotation towards him that isn't even real, that people have kind of blown this thing out of proportion. You can be tardy, you can be late,
yeah,
but where there's issues is when you are causing friction in the locker room, to me, right? And George has been labeled as like this bad egg, this bad character guy, this dude who's like breaking the law and getting in trouble off the field. He's never once been in trouble off the field. And I haven't heard a bad word about him as a teammate since he's been in Dallas. And maybe that is, hey, it's a contract year and I'm trying to go out there and be my best self so I can go out there and get paid. But it's clear when you listen to national analysts talk about this and the rest of the league, there is this perception of George that he's been labeled as a guy that maybe doesn't care.
I owe our listeners an apology. Because yesterday I should have challenged Mark Schlereth. I should have challenged him because I think his view was just, and I know Stink studies film and all that. I don't know if he studied George Pickens playing all the games, because we've talked about George Pickens as a route runner a bunch, and there's a lot of slow motion routes where George is not. I mean, it just so happened that it's a nationally televised game that way, and it's the only game in town, and now, you know, everybody's pointing that out. But I should have challenged him for, like, well, is this just a one-game sample size, or is this you're telling me you've watched George Pickens play every week? Because if you watch George Pickens play every week, you would have seen some of this.
Yeah.
You know, you should have come on previous shows and talked to us about George Pickens not really caring how fast he runs routes.
Yeah, but the one game in, what, 14, that he doesn't do that. Now let's jump all over the kid.
Oh no!
And this is the malcontent George Pickens. Yeah. And in Pittsburgh, yeah, they did get fed up with him being late. And it just didn't work with them. Yeah. But since he's been a Dallas Cowboy, he's been phenomenal. And it was one bad game. And was I frustrated in postgame with you? 100%. It was a game the Cowboys had to win, and they didn't. And CD was bawling. And when he goes out, I'm like, George, you've been that guy. Where are you? Yeah. And unfortunately, he wasn't. But I'm not going to just go ahead and crush a dude for having one off game. If he come, and I expect him to come back and bounce back and be awesome Sunday night. I'd be stunned if George Pickens doesn't have 100 yards and a touchdown on Sunday night against the Vikings. I expect him to be his best self.
Well, if Flores wants to use the same coverage as the Lions did, you might just have to settle for Lamb and Flannoy having 100-yard games.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the impact of George Pickens. I think Shoddy said it best. Just take the big view of his body of work, and he's one of the best wide receivers in the game. If you don't like everything about him, join the club.
You put up with a lot of things for a star player.
As long as they play
on Sunday and sometimes on Mondays.
We want to restock the shelves of the North Texas Food Bank for the holiday season. You can help. Just a couple of bucks or maybe more if you want to. 105thefan.com/donate, and we'll get the food in the bellies. Okay, C-Note's coming up next. I think there's five more questions here that must be answered in the final four games of the season. We'll pick that conversation up with you next year on The Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. Time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. We're about an hour away from Bobby Carella joining us from All City, talking Mavs with you here on The Fan. Alrighty, it's the segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, you're now 15 minutes away from Krusty's Corner as well, and we're back here to the top 10 questions need to be answered about the Cowboys in the final four games. Is Javonte Williams the 2026 starter at running back? He's rushed for a career high now, 1,022 yards, 9 touchdowns, 4 games to go in the season. Carried the ball 215 times. The pounding he's taken is something the front office must think about when it comes to offering him a contract for next year. I mean, he's just 25 years old. He's going to hit for at most 320 carries or so, maybe 350 or so if they do, in fact, make the playoffs. But I guess the only way I wouldn't want Javonte Williams back is if a team out there is going to offer him a monster contract. Other than that, this is the gift that you're hoped for running back, like a guy that can get the job done, that doesn't have the big superstar name that he's going to ask for $15 to $18 million or something like that. And, you know, he's physical. He works in your system. I don't know why, you know, there should be any question about that. I want Javonte Williams and Malik Davis, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that Jaden Blue figures it out someday.
I definitely think they can upgrade at running back in terms of over Malik Davis, and we'll see what happens with Jaden Blue. But, yeah, I'd like to get Javonte back. I'm interested what teams will end up looking at his value as, because he does have the injury history. I wonder if the last 4 weeks he doesn't look like the same guy. Like, is he getting worn down with all the blitz pickups, with all the carries? And the Cowboys have not really been able to spell him much of this year. He's had to be the guy at all times. Does that start to wear on him? How does he finish the season? I think will also be pretty telling. But I'd like to get Javonte Williams back, because I think his running style married with the offensive line, I think, is a really good fit. But maybe they know what they've got in Phil Maffa. I mean, maybe they are looking at, like, Phil Maffa as a guy, similar skill set. Is he somebody that we could just take turnover and say, all right, go out there and try and earn that job this offseason? So I think it'll come down to the number, but I'd like to bring Javonte Williams back.
The last three games are interesting. I wonder how much it was just that the Eagles, Chiefs, and Lions have better run defenses, but still, I mean, the EPA per play or the run success rate over the last 3 weeks, they were 30th in the NFL. So, I guess a part of this is it's still an incomplete picture, but at this point, going into week 15, Brian, Javonte Williams back, give me it.
Yeah, I tell you what, the question I would ask you guys, if both guys, and you look at value for the player, if you had a choice between Williams and Breece Hall, who would you take?
Oh, you'd take Breece Hall. Yeah, if the money's similar.
Yeah, I'd go Breece Hall.
That's what I'm saying. If you look at like, again, over the cap is kind of where they have these players, like positional values. They have Williams as a $10.2 million back And Breece Hall's a $10.1 million back.
Yeah, $10 million, considering you have five or six other needs on this team. I'd probably have to pass on both of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they went for Breece Hall, I'd be excited about that.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you're gonna spend money on a guy, I think I would spend money on Breece Hall is what I would do.
Okay, then next question. Let's get to the Matt Eberflus question. Will Matt Eberflus return? I think what I've seen this year is a guy who has his system and thinks it's the best way to play football, and he's looking for players that can do that system better. I'm also looking at Kenneth Murray. I'm looking at the zone versus man thing. I would love it if the Cowboys decided to go find a different defensive coordinator, because I feel like you need different corners to optimize what he wants to do. So fingers crossed that really the only reason he's here is because Jerry loved the idea that the Bears were going to pay his salary. They basically got a free defensive coordinator. He was hired before Schottenheimer, and I hope Schottie's, you know, going to him and saying, listen, you let me hire the offensive coaches, and we knocked every one of them out of the park. I need a guy that's more flexible and doesn't look at the job like I need to find the players that fit my system, instead of I'm going to fit a system around the players that we do have. And I think all coaches have to have that. Eberflus isn't an old guy, but it's a little too old school for me. That's my thoughts.
I don't think they really took into account the coach in which they were hiring and the personnel in which they had. Clearly, that's been an issue in the secondary, 100%. In the way they go about it, where they like to have a defensive coordinator who has head coaching experience, that's been a theme from Dan Quinn to Mike Zimmer to now Matt Eberflus. I do think they missed the boat here on not allowing Brian Schottenheimer to be able to identify the guy that he wanted to run the defense. And, you know, as I gave covering fire to Flus, because I don't think a lot of coaches could have had success anyway with the lack of talent on the defense, it still doesn't mean I think necessarily Flus is the guy in the future. And if they were to make a change, I'd have no issue with it, because I do think that he has not shown enough flexibility. And I get it. Coaches are stubborn. They're stuck in their ways. He does have a track record of success at that position. But overall, you can't just overhaul an entire defense in an offseason, and especially some of the investments you've made on these corners and young draft picks. You're not moving on from them. So if they're better in man, you need to find a coach that probably runs a defense that is better suited to that, where Matt Eberflus has clearly not been the guy that wants to do it.
Here's my dream scenario. Has Jonathan Gannon been told he's coming back next year for Arizona?
So there was today, in the buzz on ESPN from Jeremy Fowler, think the Cardinals are going to keep him.
Are they?
That's what the buzz around the league is right now, that he's going to be safe for another year.
Okay, that would be okay. Now, with that being said, I could see Jerry Jones made a big point about continuity. He made a big point about changing out coordinators. I don't think they fire Matt Eberflus. Unless that Brian Schottenheimer walks in there and says, well, listen, hey, I'd like to go a different route here, then maybe that's what gets it done. But I don't think that Jerry or Steven will do it on their own. I think it's going to have to be Brian Schottenheimer walking in there and saying that he wants to make a change. That's where I think it gets done. And then now you need to start looking at the teams that potentially have coordinators that could be fired. Okay, that's a list, but maybe you can identify somebody who is a second in command on one of these teams that you really like the style of Flus is like, or maybe one of these college guys. You know, I throw out the name of Matt Patricia out there because only what he's done at Ohio State, and there's great players at Ohio State.
Yeah,
but there's some guys that, like I said, there's some coaches in the college rank. We're out to see when this Jesse Minter, who was at Michigan with Harbaugh. With the Chargers, that defense is that was a college guy. So you
Mike McDonald, who's the head coach of Seattle now.
Yeah, you might want to think about that route if you're going to make a change.
Final question: where are the takeaways for these Cowboys? They're -8 in turnover ratio over the last 6 weeks. They have 6 turnovers with just 2 takeaways. Part of having strong defense, creating turnovers, and Deron Bland hasn't been able to recapture what he did. Diggs out, Micah Parsons gone, so the pressure just has not been there. I wonder though. You know, if there's any way this is going to fix itself until you just add a better personnel, I don't think this Cowboys team is going to turn around and start having takeaways.
Well, you don't play Maris Leofau very much, and he's the one guy that kind of punches the balls, right, and knocks them out, you know?
Sure. Not so blitzing Overshown.
Yeah, not blitzing Overshown. You don't have much pass rush when it comes to creating those things. You know, it's the other day, Clowney didn't play. He's kind of a swat-at-the-ball guy. Yeah, they have yet to have the personnel that in the past that has been able to create those turnovers, whether in the pocket or down the field. Like I say, Maris Leofau seems like he's the one guy that's always kind of punching at a ball, and he plays 9 plays a game.
Yeah, they just don't have the guys that do it, which is interesting because they've spent a number of drafts looking for those kind of dudes. But, with Leofau, they don't trust him. With Overshown, not blitzing him. And then it really came down to Bland and Diggs. Okay, actually, I lied. Here's one other question for you. What's up with the slow starts?
Yeah,
what is it? They've trailed early in each of their last 5 contests. They managed to recover against Philadelphia and Kansas City, but against Detroit, could never get back on top after falling down early. I guess the easy thing is your scripted 15 plays, or is it sample size that you haven't had good luck? You've had turnovers and have been able to get the stops, but the hot starts are something that, if they're going to make the playoffs, they got to get that turned around in a hurry.
No question.
Wasn't Detroit like 31st or 32nd in the league in allowing first touchdowns in games or first drive touchdowns? I think Detroit was awful at this. And Dallas, what
field goal?
Field goal out of that thing? Yeah. They drive the ball. It's just that, unfortunately, on a third down, they get a penalty, or get a pressure. Something always seems to happen where they kind of get thrown off schedule there, where they are not able to convert and then, finish out the drive. But they've got down in the red zone and had some problems, too.
All righty. We'll have more Cowboys conversation coming up with you probably next because it's time for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's look at the Minnesota Viking offense. We'll do that next.
Okay, I want to chat about D&M Leasing with you before we get there, though, because if you want or need a brand-new vehicle right now, just call D&M Leasing on your ride home. Ask them to get on this Easy Lease program, the best way to acquire new vehicles. Just tell them what you want, any make, any model, foreign, domestic, car, truck, SUV. D&M has access to anything and everything. And then go back to enjoying your day or finishing up work, running errands, whatever you need to do. It doesn't need to be in a dealership lobby or walking around in a cold day in the parking lot right now looking for the right vehicle for you. All you have to do is call D&M and tell them what you want. If you're not sure, maybe a body style or a size or a gas mileage, whatever it is you are looking for, D&M will fit the perfect vehicle with the perfect payment so you can meet your family's vehicle needs and your family's budgetary needs as well. Speaking of that right now, nothing down. Nothing due for 60 days, so you can open up some budget here as the holidays approach. Get things that you and your loved ones need for that, while also getting yourself a brand new vehicle and not having anything owed until we're well into 2026. Yeah, they'll deliver the vehicle right to you. You sign the documents in a smartphone app, and you're going to see why D&M Leasing is award winning with this Easy Lease program. Any local area code 35 lease. Any local area code 35. Lease. Call D&M right now. They'll put you in something. Go to dmautoleasing.com. Thank you very much. Jacob Ray in for Lucius Alexander today. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Jacob. Appreciate you playing that. Thank you to Greystone for sponsoring as well. Throw a little nugget out here for you guys. How about this one? You've seen that Quinnen Williams has generated 5 or more pressures in every single game across weeks 11 through 14. 0 such in games 1 through 8 with the Jets.
It's incredible how much better he's been with this group. I guess being around better players is what he's talked about. Maybe having Aaron Whitecotton.
His old coach, yeah, might have something to do with that. His 24 pressures since week 11 are the 4th most league-wide and the most among defensive tackles by 3 over the span. Jeffrey Simmons has 21. Williams has recorded an impressive 20.7 pressure rate across his 4 games as the Cowboys. That's 116 pass rushes. It's like when you start to talk about highest pressure rates among defensive tackles during a single season since 2018, that's more pressures than Aaron Donald. And Aaron Donald's kind of the measuring stick for this. Like in 2018, he was at, right now Williams is at 20.7. Aaron Donald in 18, he was at 19.2. In 2020, he was at 16.4. 2019, he was 16.3. So you're a guy who is on a pretty good run right now for your Dallas Cowboys.
Knowing that you got him, if you could go back and decide something different with Osa, would you? Would you have let Osa go?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh, would you have?
Well, or not paid him?
Yeah.
You know, to me, and Zach helped me with this one too, different player.
Yeah.
Different position. Different.
Yeah,
you know, I think to me that it's amazing to me that they, I don't think they initially, tell me if I'm wrong about this. I think they wanted Quinnen Williams all along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but they had to settle for Kenny Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went to their next best. Like, they wanted to go get, and I don't know if Jerry was interested in trading a one and Micah Parsons. I don't think that. Didn't he correct that? He came out and said it. That
yeah.
Was,
yeah.
That was not right.
It was
right.
A one and they wanted.
Yeah, they yeah. wanted. I have a feeling that probably Aaron Whitecotton was probably pushing really hard for Quinnen Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they just couldn't get the deal done. Like,
yeah.
You know, the cap space and all that didn't work out. But I think having Osa and Quinnen Williams, I think, is a good thing. I don't see it as a bad thing. I just wonder, with the situation, what they're going to do with Kenny Clark. Hmm. That's my next thing.
I'm seeing Osa just getting whooped too many times.
You know that one thing where you saw him kind of get just driven down inside? That was a stunt.
Okay.
Like they were, and this is the problem when you go back and you watch like the tape or go back and kind of study some things, you're thinking like, well, man, because I know to me,
bad timing of the call.
Well, the low hanging fruit is going after Murray, and he hasn't been good. Don't get me wrong. But when you go back, I'm like, listen, is he really playing that bad? And then you start to see things that Overshown's not doing well.
Sure.
And then you're watching the scheme and you're going, well, wait a minute now. Like at Kansas City, okay, they ran this down, and they filled, you know, with the linebacker. And so you're running these like, you know, Osa's lined up as a wide three technique, almost like a four technique outside shoulder of the guard, and then comes flying down inside to take the A gap. And then it looks like that he just gets worked because he's going down inside. But then you've got guys getting stood up, and now he's getting knocked, and it makes it look like that he just got pushed all the way across the field when he was the one guy doing the stunt and then Overshown not filling. Where against Kansas City, you saw them run the same stunt and it worked. So I don't know. I mean, like I say, I'm just kind of, when you go back, I'd love to, there's times when I worked in pro personnel there and I didn't know what the hell they were, you know, I'm like, what are they doing here? What kind of stunt's this? I have to go walk down the hall and like, what are we doing here?
You don't know what the calls are, yeah, and whose responsibility is what all the time.
That's what I'm saying. That's
totally fair.
That's, I mean, to me, that's, and it's not a slam on people that covered the team. We're at a real disadvantage. You know, like we think, like when you watch, it was like, well, that looks like he just got washed. It was an A-gap stunt. You know, nobody else did what they were supposed to do. Either he was really wrong or everybody else around him was really wrong. You know, those are the things you kind of get into. So, but yeah, I to answer your question, I'd kind of like to have both. You know, I think Zach and Gavin too. You kind of feel like that Kenny is getting wore down a little bit.
He's been inconsistent, up and down. I don't know if that's fatigue towards the end of the year or just he's up there in age and not able to bring it in every matchup like he used to.
It is strange because he started the season so well, then there was a dip.
He got double teamed so much, and there was so much on him to have to play at such a high level. And I kind of wonder right now. I'm seeing a good player. I'm not seeing the guy I saw earlier in the year.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of who he is now at this stage in his career. I think he's a good player. I don't think he's that guy. And you'll see flashes for it. Like, man, he had the one play against Detroit that he could have eaten it up and blown it up in the backfield.
Sure.
And unfortunately, they're not able to make the play.
Yeah.
So you'll see flashes of the dude who was kind of a game wrecker at times and a Pro Bowler at Green Bay. But I think overall, that's why I like the rotation of having the three guys. I think they can all help each other stay healthy throughout the season. The question will be what happens with that contract.
The contracts, yeah. All right, the Minnesota Viking offense. Actually, we're going to talk their defense tomorrow. Their defense is the one's keeping them in these games because their quarterback play has not been very good. And what happens is you've got some receivers. Let me ask you guys this. When you start to talk about wide receivers, and where do you rank Jefferson and Addison as far as the pairs of receivers in this league? Are they pretty high on your list?
Yeah, they might be like five just off the top of my head. I mean, I think you'd go Pickens, Lamb. I think Higgins, Chase, Smith, Brown I'd put ahead of them personally.
Nakua Adams.
Yeah, Nakua Adams 100%.
So that's that puts them right about five?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because the problem that they're running in right now is there's when you watch them play, there's those routes that you know, Detroit ran a lot of those in-breaking routes. You don't see any in-breaking routes. Like that's where Detroit kills you, is those on the move plays. But this team doesn't throw very many in-breaking routes at all. And I find it's kind of interesting because of how good of a player Jefferson and Addison are when it comes to running those types of routes. But for this quarterback, they throw the ball down the field. They have a hard time completing it, though. This quarterback is, when you look at overall how he's playing, you know, it's funny because one of the metrics that I saw, and it happens in this game, he's got guys that are open, and he can't hit them. He is, and I looked this up, He is dead balls last in the NFL when it comes to hitting open receivers. And because I was watching the Commanders game from last week, and I'm watching Hockenson, and I'm watching Addison. I'm watching these guys that are open, and he can't hit them. He's like a 70, he's like,
yeah,
like 70% passer on wide open receivers. Like wide open receivers. He's, and the leader in the league is Dak. Dak's at like 91%. If a receiver's open and Dak's throwing the ball, 91% chance the thing's going to get caught, or it has been. But this guy, McCarthy, is, he's really, he bounces around in the pocket. Their offensive line with Christian Darrisaw and stuff like that, I kind of feel like, though, that he at one time was a really, really good tackle, and he's kind of slipped a little bit in the play. Donovan Jackson has been kind of their guy that they've used. Blake Brandel has been in there as well. It's kind of a veteran group of an offensive line. But they've struggled with some of their protections. They've struggled with some of their sacks. I kind of feel like, though, that the reason why they're not as good as they need to be, though, as a line is because of the quarterback, because of his movement. They don't know where he's going to be, because he kind of tries to adjust here in the pocket, and it hasn't. He'll get himself sacked. He'll trip, fall. He's a tough guy. You watch him, everything he tries to do, running the ball, he's trying to dive, go forward, all that stuff. But the reason why their offense isn't good is because of that play. I think the running back, the running game, Aaron Jones, I think, is a really, really tough guy. And I think that Jordan Mason, there's nothing dynamic about the way they run the ball. It's kind of a zone scheme where everybody takes a step and they push and they let – sometimes the ball, they play with a fullback. C.J. Ham is a fullback. So you see some like I formation stuff, offset stuff, kind of like what they used to do with last year, you know, with Hunter Lipke, play in an I and then toss the ball or hand the ball, that kind of thing. You've seen a little bit less of that with him lining up in the backfield. But these guys aren't afraid to do it. So the running game really, it's not spectacular. It's a physical one. It's going to go. It's going to come inside at you. It's going to try to get the edge. If they're fortunate to get the edge, that's where some of their big runs have come. But man, if you find a way to affect this quarterback in the pocket, it's going to cause problems for him because he can't. He's not accurate getting the ball to these receivers, and I worry about Hockenson as a guy who can make some plays for you as well. He's a tight end. Him and this Josh Oliver. Yeah. Oliver's had a couple of touchdown catches.
Yeah.
That, you know, some broken plays that get down in the red zone, but they've struggled because the quarterback just cannot function as well as he did. If the quarterback had just played at a serviceable level, then this team's record would probably be a lot different. Because I know getting in their defense tomorrow, this defense could be a problem for the Cowboys.
Yeah, Eric told us, was it a couple of weeks ago, that McCarthy's like bad throw rate or something, off target rate, I forget what the exact analytic was, but it was skyrocketing, and it's almost like mind numbing how he looks good in a lot of the things that he does, but when it's time to go throw it to where it's supposed to go, he can't get it there.
He can't get it there. But what I was saying, the ball does go down the field. Nobody throws the ball down the field. Well, there's only one other team that throws the ball down the field more than these guys. But the accuracy with which he does not throw it has been the big, big, big concern and the big problem for this football team.
They certainly have talent.
They do.
There's no question. They got talent. They tried to build that offensive line. The practice report did come out, so it was limited pretty much for everybody. Adeniji was a full guy, but it was limited for CD today, to answer your question from earlier, Brian, with the concussion. And the only DNPs were Guyton and Hooker.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm going to be interested to see how that plays out. Dawson, you made the point about this, you know, the guy last week against the Commanders was by far the best game he had had when it came to a quick game. Like, his average time to throw in week 14 was 2.5 seconds. That's the fastest of his career by 0.28.
He was decisive.
He was. But on quick passes under 2.5, he was 10 of 11 for 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. Those are all career highs. But and to say this, Dallas has struggled with teams that throw the ball quick.
They have, yeah.
They have struggled with that a lot, with the pressures and stuff. So let's see how something is going to have to give on this game. Will this kid be able to throw the ball quickly like he did against the Commanders? Commanders gave him a lot of space on the outside. And Eberflus will probably end up playing zone in this thing. I would play a lot more man if it was me. I would try and disrupt these receivers and make this guy hold the ball. Because when you look at the sacks and the pressures, when he's holding the ball, that's when the problems happen.
Great stuff once again, Brian.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Looking forward to the report on the Vikings defense tomorrow in Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. A daily football fix coming up, Zachary.
Well, we've got breaking college football news, Shoddy on Hard Knocks, and a hump day mock draft. That's next.
Okay, let me chat with you about Window Nation before we get there, though, because the end of the year is coming up, and it's the best time to get new windows from Window Nation. So if you've been procrastinating, good news. It's about to pay off. How about 50% off all new windows and no interest for 5 years right now? Just go to windownation.com, set your appointment, have the Window Nation guys out to the house, and you're going to see, like I did, their customer service and professionalism is outstanding. They knock it out of the park. Over 3 million windows installed here in the U.S., and they're a proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys, and they're so good. Forbes magazine named them the best window company in the world. So that's their bona fides. I mean, second to none in the window industry. Window Nation is the best, and they have the most energy efficient windows that you can find out there. And that's huge here. You know, with our North Texas extreme weather, it's too hot, it's too cold, and our windows are our number one line of defense against the elements. Keep your home cooled, keep it warm enough. If your windows are outdated, they're just not good enough, it's going to be real difficult. And new windows from Window Nation can save you hundreds, if not thousands, on your energy bill. So 50% off right now, but you got to get this appointment locked in. Right? They'll give you a no obligation quote. It's a free quote. It's good for 6 months at windownation.com. Salute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.